certain garden.
Somewhere in the Yorkshire Pennines.
I'm Simon Armitage, and this is The Shed where I write. But when I need a bit of a distraction, I invite guests for an insightful natter, including the poet Imtiaz Darker.
Whether they're Shakespeare or contemporary poets, those are my family.
The TV presenter Gillian Burke.
Dad was passionate about making sure that I would fall in love with the wonders of Africa.
And I pay a special visit to His Royal Highness Prince Charles, Prince of Wales.
I've always loved the countryside. My grandmother used to encourage me to look and observe. It does make a difference.
The Poet Laureate has gone to his shed from Radio 4.
Listen to Series 2 on the BBC Sounds app.
Now on Radio 4, as promised, it's a brand new quiz show hosted by Richard Osman. He'll be asking his three panellists to try their best to guess how old a variety of celebrities are turning this week. But can you do any better than them? It's time to find out. This is the Birthday Cake Game.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Birthday Cake Game. I'm Richard Osman and it is too late to do anything about that, I'm afraid. The Birthday Cake Game is so simple. We celebrate celebrities who have birthdays this week and all my three players have to do is guess how old those celebrities are. Does that sound too simple to be a hit? Well, Pointless is just Family Fortunes in reverse and that's been going for 12 years. My three candle counters this week are Jane Sharp. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Ed Gamble.
Hello.
Hello, Ed. And BT Edmondson.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone. All we'll do, I'll read you the names of the celebrities. You will have a little guess how old you think they are. If you are bang on, I'm going to give you 3 points. If you're 1 year off, I will give you 1 point. Okay? Sounds simple. It is super competitive. And unlike pretty much any other Radio 4 show, I think, there's a prize. Okay? And that prize... it's called the Birthday Cake Game because the prize is a birthday cake. It's a very specific birthday cake from a very specific supermarket, which we're not allowed to name, of course, for legal reasons. And it is in the shape of an insect, which we are also not allowed to name for legal reasons. But you know the one I'm talking about. Listen, shall we just get on and play? We might as well. That's all that goes on in this game is competition. And at home, play along. It's almost impossible not to. Jane, welcome along. I'm going to give you a name. All you got to do is tell me how old they are this week. Okay, this is the week starting the 30th of August. How old this week is... Oh, look at you looking.
Because I know I'm not going to know the person. I'm awful on names.
Very surprised if you didn't know who this person
was.
How old this week, Jane, is Richard Gere?
Oh, Richard Gere. Ah, my mum's favourite.
There you go, she's heard of him.
Richard Gere, now... He's got grey hair, hasn't he? He's quite old. He's always been quite old, though, hasn't he? He's got an old...
Yeah, Pretty Woman fan.
Yeah. So, back in the day, Pretty Woman, he must have been about 30. And Pretty Woman... What? Why are you looking like that?
Oh, was he? No, I don't know. Listen, this... I don't know... Actually, I was going to say, I don't know the answer, but I do. As it's written down in front of me. So I do know the answer, but don't...
I'm still enjoying the assertion that Richard Gere has always been old.
Yeah, he's always been old. He's one of those people who was just born with that... Like old,
born an old man.
But born with an older face. He's just always looked that way.
When he got thrown out of school, they were like, listen, mate, this is, you cannot be in here.
You're not wearing shorts. Get out of here.
Like an old guy in a school cap. This is absolutely, I'm going to send you straight to Hollywood.
I'm going to go with 62.
62, says Jane. Interesting. 62. Ed, what are you thinking about Jane's guess?
Well, he's always been old, that's true.
That much we know.
Yeah, because he's got grey hair. Because we know that grey hair instantly means you've been old for your whole life.
What a beautiful baby, Mrs. Gere. And unusual grey hair.
So old, your baby. I think he might be older than that, even. I'm going to go with 67. Mm.
67, says it's quite a snub to your answer there, Jane, I would
kind
say.
Kind of wishing I'd gone 67 now, not going to
lie. It feels right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does feel really? Right. Yeah.
You think 62 sounds a little bit too young?
I'm having instant regrets.
No, but think about the hair.
Yeah, there's the hair.
You know? Beatty, absolutely lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've seen what's happened so far. We've had some nonsense from Jane. Ed has immediately, without being rude, has immediately said, I think you've got that very wrong, Jane. And it's gone up 5 years. Now you choose where you'd like to go.
Now, I think he was around in his 40s when he did Pretty Woman. Is that wrong?
That's interesting. That's interesting.
So I'm going to go with quite a saucy number, number 69.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
69 early.
Someone had to say it.
So, here's where we are in the studio. Jane, 62, Ed, 67, BT, 69. What do you think at home on this one? Take a little guess. You know how the scoring works. 3 points if you are dead on. Tell you now, no one has got themselves 3 points. Okay, we are not starting with a three-pointer. 1 point, of course, if you're one away. Nobody has scored 1 point either. I think this being 40 when you do Pretty Women might have been the way to go. He's 72 years old this week, Richard Gere.
He looks good.
He does look good, right?
Yes.
Even with the hair. Ed Gamble.
Hello.
We start with you on the second one.
Excellent.
Okay. Forget Richard Gere.
Gone from my mind.
72 years old. I wonder if you can tell me, happy birthday this week to this next celebrity, but how old is she this week? Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton. Now, with Fern Cotton, I have to do... There's a few seconds where I have to separate her from Fern Britton in my mind.
As this is what everybody in the country is doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, Fern Britton.
It's called the fern pause. Everyone has a little delay where they separate the ferns.
Yeah, fern separation.
Fern Cotton, I think...
It's an interesting one, isn't it?
It's very interesting because she came to prominence with youth programming.
Yes.
I think she's an opposite Gere in my mind. She's always young.
Yeah.
So I feel like very self-centered, but I do things based on my age and how old I feel. I feel like she's older than me. I think she's surprisingly old.
Yeah.
Well, she looks younger than I think she actually is.
Sure. Right. And that's a compliment.
Yeah.
So again, she looks younger than
I think she actually is, but but she's not tricked me because I've thought past that.
Nice try, Fern. It's not going to wash here with Ed Gamble.
I think she's 42.
So Ed has gone 42 for Fern Cotton. BT, have you come across Fern Cotton in your career?
Oh, yeah. I feel like now she's more of a kind of yummy mummy figure.
Yep.
She does cookbooks. She has children.
Yeah, I mean, that puts you at a certain age, doesn't it?
That puts you at a certain age.
It's a prerequisite as a yummy mummy to have children.
Imagine how hot you have to be a yummy mummy without children.
Without kids.
So I'm going to put her 45.
45, says BT.
Oh, maybe
45.
That's too old. No, I'm sticking.
Jane, we've got 42 and we've got 45 for Fern Cotton.
Well, like you were saying before, Ed, with Richard Gere being born old.
Yeah, as we've established.
Has always been, she was born young.
Born young, yeah. Which is actually biologically more common. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But she's always been around, hasn't she? She started when she was like 16 or something like that. I'm going to say, I don't know, I wanted to go with 42.
Interesting.
Now I'm thinking 43.
Ooh. 43, says Jane. So we've got 42 from Ed, 43 from Jane, 45 from BT. What do you think at home on Fern Cotton? Not Fern Britton. What do you think at home on Fern Cotton? I'm going to reiterate the scoring. You know how it works. 3 points if you bang on. Nobody has scored 3 points.
No.
1 point if you are one away. Nobody has got 1 point either. What a start. What a start.
She's not even 40, is she?
She is exactly 40 years old. Big birthday this week for Fern Cotton. Happy birthday to Fern.
She's the exact age we think she is.
She is exactly that. There'll be people at home with stronger minds than those of us in the studio who would have gone, she's 40, I'm sticking with 40, and you're exactly right. Well, then if you did, the final one in this first round, BT, we start with you.
Hello.
How old this week is Lennox Lewis?
Right.
Happy?
Not entirely. I mean, sport is really not my strong point.
Okay.
He's a boxer, right?
I can't tell you. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid that information is not available.
I feel like he's a boxer. I feel like maybe he's... Oh, maybe he's Canadian, but he played for Britain.
He played boxing for Britain.
And he was big sort of when I was maybe 12. So now he's 40.
40, you're saying?
No, it can't be the same age. No, I'm not going to say 40. I'm going to say 41.
Wow, she absolutely changed her mind at the last minute.
What a joy it is to see someone start saying a number when they don't know how it's going to end.
41, says BT. Jane, what do you think with Lennox Lewis?
Well, I'm glad you said he's a boxer, because I was a little bit... I knew it was from the world of sport.
Please don't take what I say as gospel, because he might
This
not
is going to be amazing if by the end of it he's like an ice hockey player.
But in my head now, he's got to be a lot older than that.
Interesting. That's a very polite way of slapping down BT.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That makes sense.
Yep.
So I'm going to say 62.
62. Mm-hmm. That's a very, very big difference of opinion, from 41 to 62. Ed Gamble, listen, some triangulation is often useful when you play third, but very hard to triangulate between two such divergent
between
answers.
Between that gulf. Well, I'm happy to confirm he is a boxer.
Lovely.
Yay!
There we go.
I didn't think it'd take that long.
I did not, honestly, didn't think that was going to be my responsibility, but listen, I'm happy to take it.
He is a boxer. I feel like Jane is more in the right ballpark than BT. Mm-hmm. He's another tricksy one. Boxers are often tricksy because I think he has maintained sort of shape and form
still
across the years, even though he's not boxing professionally. I was going to go with 58. Late 50s.
58,
you're 58 saying? 58 for Lennox Lewis.
Saying. Okay. I'm going to remind you of how we do the scoring.
Mm. There's no point, Richard.
Just because there's zeros over there. Really.
3 points for a win. Nobody's got that.
Oh, God.
1 point if you're one away. Ed Gamble.
Oh!
You're two away.
Oh, no!
He's 56 years old.
Oh, and I was going to say 57.
56 years old at home. Very well done if you did that. Well, this does not happen often.
No.
We've done an entire round. We've had 9 guesses. We're currently, let me read out the scores. Hold on a minute. I'm just getting them fed through to me. Currently in first place, Jane Sharp with 0 points. In first place, Ed Gamble. He has 0 points. But top of the leaderboard with 0 points, BT Edmondson. Okay.
Richard, I've made a mistake. I thought this was pointless.
In which case, you've just won yourself £1,000. Congratulations. Shall we go for another round? Jane, for a point or three, I wonder if you can tell me, it's his birthday this week, but how old is he turning? Anthony Gormley.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh, he absolutely waded into Jane doesn't know.
You know, oh, good old Anthony. Never heard of him.
No.
Is that really bad?
No. So it's for the show, it's great.
He sounds old.
Doesn't he?
Anthony Gormley.
Yeah.
And is he northern?
Oh, Anthony Gormley.
Oh, Anthony Gormley.
my name, why, it's Anthony Gormley.
No, Anthony Gormley sounds like someone who'd live like near my mum and dad.
Yes.
He's like a neighbour who is
I should have said Jane Sharp's parents' neighbour.
Yeah. And he's I don't know. Oh, Anthony Gormley.
It really does depend what voice you say it in, doesn't it? Because I think he sounds French.
Anthony Gormley.
Okay. I like this version of Anthony. And he does sound quite hot. But he's an older hot guy.
Do you know what? I mean, listen, it probably doesn't happen. I'd love it if he's listening. And he's thinking, the career I've had doing the thing that I do, which I can't mention, and this is what I get.
I'm not even going to get a hint at what he does.
He has renown, which is why he's in the game.
Is he still working? Is he at retirement age?
That's a good question, Jane, isn't it? Gosh, that's the sort of question that someone who knows who he was would automatically know.
I'm going to go in.
Hello.
He's like, go hard or go home. I'm saying 79.
79, says Jane Sharp for Anthony Gormley. Ed, are you aware of the work of Anthony Gormley?
Sculptor?
Maybe.
Angel of the North?
Hot older guy. Catalogue model.
But having said that, even though I know who he is and for what he is renowned, I think somehow Jane has had as good a guess as I have in my back pocket. Because I would say a hot older guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's slightly older than I would have put him, but I'd say late 60s, too early 70s.
Okay.
So I'm going to say 71.
71.
Thank you, Rich Sussman.
It's an absolute pleasure, Ed Gamble. BT, you're aware of the
work. I'm glad you've said he's a sculptor, because I thought he was the guy who did those funny cards. You know, the greeting cards.
Purple Ronnie.
Purple Ronnie.
He's done enough stuff to be able to make a big sculpture.
Oh, listen, they don't let you make a big sculpture until you made a little ones.
Exactly.
Do they? I think that's how sculpture works,
And it must have taken him a few years to build up all the little ones, so.
For sure.
So do you know what? I'm going to go 85.
Somebody has scored 3 points.
No. Stop it. We've had nothing
for so long.
That's crazy.
Somebody has gone absolutely bang on. So at home, if you said 71, 79 or 85, you could be scoring yourself 3 points right now. Anthony Gormley, who famously, Jane, made lots of little sculptures. So many little sculptures. Someone said, listen, we've got to give this kid a break. Let him build a big one. And this week he is, sorry, BT, 71 years old. Yes. Ed Gamble. Oh. Very nicely done.
Well done. Very happy with that.
3-2 Ed. And Ed, it is your turn to start. Could you tell me this week how old is Gloria Estefan?
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. Inventor of the Miami sound machine.
My mum is really into Gloria Estefan.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember Gloria Estefan being like, she's releasing her first single in my lifetime. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
So I'm hovering around some of the later decades. I feel like we're looking at 70s, but perhaps... Oh, is that crazy? Is that crazy,
Ed? Is that crazy? I mean, listen, just to paint a picture for people at home, Gamble. Now, listen, what a career he's had. So he's been under pressure, this guy. He's been put under pressure. He's done Apollo. He's done like, so many things, you know. He's leaning forward, hands on temples.
Which is also how I started my Apollo recording.
Yeah, I just said, I started it, I leant forward, put my hands on my temples and said, how old is Gloria Estefan?
I'm going to go with 74.
Okay. Says Ed. BT Evanson says okay in a way that suggests she's having none of it. But we'll find out.
Well, I feel like she rose to fame in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay. A lot of upward inflections here to make it sound as if you're trying to get some clues.
So that's my Radio 4 voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. I've still yet to develop mine.
So I'm going to say 72.
Jane, what do you think about Gloria Estefan?
So I remember listening to Gloria Estefan and the Miami sound machine.
Correct, yeah.
One of my school discos. So I'm going to say 58.
58, ooh. And a lot of counting on fingers
as
well.
That's too young. No, I mean, wait, I'm going to say 59.
You're going to say 59. 59.
That's
says
a lot
Jane.
Younger than you two have put there, isn't it? So that's
really,
got to be wrong.
I feel like big I've difference. What do you think at home about Gloria Estefan? Here we have a 59, a 72, and a 74.
I'm really wrong, aren't I?
I know, completely wrong.
It's going to be 60s, isn't it?
Jane, you are wrong. Yeah. She is not in her 50s, okay. I'm afraid. So I don't know what on earth you were thinking about in the school disco. I don't know what you're kidding yourself about how old you are. I don't know what, listen, something's going on. I don't know what it is. But
maybe it was a dream.
You know what? Maybe it was.
Could have been a dream.
Could have been a dream. So 72 and 74, Ed and BT. She's also not in her 70s. Okay. Gloria Estefan, very well done at home. 3 points. If you said 64 years old, Gloria, okay. Fooling us all.
Yeah, there you go.
64 years old. Now, BT.
Yes.
Our next celebrity is not a celebrity. What?
What
do you mean? What? I know.
What?
It's a listener to the show whose birthday it is this week.
Okay.
He is called Henry. We're going to get him on the phone, and you're going to have to guess how old he is this week.
Oh.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you all a choice of two questions you can ask Henry. Okay? You'll put your question to Henry. He will give an answer, and judging by those three answers, you will have a little guess as to how old Henry is this week. Okay? Hello, Henry.
Hello.
First things first, Henry. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Hoping you are younger than Gloria Estefan. Sounds like you are. Now, we're starting with BT Evanson. BT's got a choice of two questions. Which one do you fancy going for?
Well, my two questions are, what do you do for a living and what are your hobbies? I feel like what you do for a living, that's not going to age someone, is it?
Well, unless it's like a lollipop man.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Or I'm the sculptor of the Angel of the North.
Okay, that would be useful.
Yeah.
I feel like hobbies might age someone quite well.
Okay, do you want to ask that?
I do. Henry, what are your hobbies?
I like to juggle. In fact, I've just recently sewed myself a new set of juggling balls.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. That's some information, isn't it?
Sewed himself some juggling balls.
Interesting. Well, it's a man who can sew. He loves to juggle.
He's a modern man. He's not afraid to sew his own balls.
Absolutely right. Oh my God, I'm so happy to be turning 40. I finally get my sewing license. Jane, you got a choice of two questions. What do you fancy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my questions are, who's your favourite band and what's your favourite film?
Oh, those are both good.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Those are good. Mm.
That's really tricky, though. Hi, Henry.
Hello.
Hi. I'm going to ask you, who's your favourite band?
Yeah, I think that's the one.
That is a good one.
Oh, you see, I struggle because I like so many bands. So I'm going to go with the one that did my favourite album, and that is Sleeper.
Oh, that's a helper. Thank you very much, Henry.
Absolutely. If you know Sleeper... Yeah.
I don't know
that
Sleeper.
Place, ah, interesting. Well, you're not going to get any help from Jane.
Absolutely not.
Ed, so we know he juggles. We know he likes Sleeper. We have one more question.
Hi, Henry. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, nice. Okay. That nice work.
Absolutely yes. Beautiful.
Fantastic.
That's paid nice. Off. got a couple of options here. I've got which fictional character do you most relate to and who would play you in a film about your life?
Oh.
So I think I'm going to go with option two, which is, Henry, who would play you in a film about your life?
Leonardo DiCaprio, simply because I once, and only once, got told I looked like him, and I'm sticking with that.
Okay. Great. Excellent. Beattie, how old do you think Henry is this week?
Jane likes a Sleeper. I could tell by the way she reacted. So maybe he's a similar age to Jane. I don't know how old Jane is.
Well, this is fun.
Yeah, be really careful.
Oh,
now,
no.
Now we're doing a question of how old does Beattie think Jane is? I mean, she looked early 60s. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I'm going to go with 41.
41, says BT. Jane, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that Henry is a similar age to me as well. I reckon, I'm going to say a year older. I'm going to say 44. But thank you for saying 41, BT. I appreciate that.
So you're going a year older than you, I assume. Yeah. Not a year older than BT. A year older than you. So yep. 44.
44.
And you're a Sleeper fan?
I was.
Yeah, exactly. But they were absolutely a certain time.
Absolutely.
Right, a very specific reference.
Yeah.
Ed, Sleeper fan?
No, yeah. I'm. I think I'm aware of them. Indie's not really my thing, but it's like probably a very specific like 90s indie band, right? I was thinking about going with 41. But it's been taken.
Yeah. And you can say the same answer, but it's frowned upon.
I would never say the same answer. I don't order the same thing as other people at restaurants. I'm just, you know, I like to keep it there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
no, wow. If someone picks what I want, I have to change. Yeah.
No.
Begrudgingly change my order.
I'm the exact opposite. In that I know what I want, and the second someone else orders something, I feel I have to absolutely step into line.
Well, so we could never go for a meal together because...
It would be impossible.
We would never order.
Can you imagine? Yeah. It would be like, actually, I will have the same. And you go, oh, no, I've changed my mind. I go, oh, well, I've also changed my mind now.
Stuck in a loop.
Oh, no, the poor waiter just going, oh, do you know what, mate? I don't get paid enough for this.
So I was going to say 41. He obviously responded to the what's up. So
that's very clever.
That put him my age and then upwards to around these ages, I think. So I think I'm going to go. We've already had a 40, but that doesn't stop him being 40.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go 42. I'm going to go 42.
42.
There we go.
Henry. I think mainly due to Sleeper, a lot of agreement here about your age. Beattie is saying you are 41. Ed is saying you are 42. Jane is saying you are 44. First things first, has anyone got that absolutely dead on?
No.
Oh,
okay. Has anybody scored a point?
Yes.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay, so we've got 41 from BT, 42 from Ed, 44 from Jane. Henry, how old are you this week?
I am 43.
43! Oh! A point to Jane and a point to Ed. Wow, well done. And Beattie, even though she knew that you juggled, couldn't work out you are 43 years old. Henry, thank you so much for calling in. And can I also say from all of us, a very happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Henry.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was nice, wasn't it, Henry? Aww, there. Henry. Now, here are the scores. Beattie, first time on the show.
Yeah.
Yet to score a point.
Yes, and I think that's understandable.
Six, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, was I suggesting it was... that's absolutely... That's exactly what I would expect.
Yeah.
Zero after six is what is exactly what you think. Jane, you have 1 point. Ed, you got yourself 4 points. So looking good, but three birthdays to go.
Yeah.
Are we ready? Jane, how old this week is Gorka Marquez?
Who? Oh, come on. The only Gorka I know of is from Strictly.
Oh, yeah.
unless he's a footballer, because Gorka Marquez also sounds massively like a footballer. If you didn't have it written in front of you, would you know who Gorka Marquez is?
Yes.
You're really into football, though, aren't you? And Strictly.
I mean, there's your problem. Have I also mentioned that I juggle?
Here we go. He is 29 years old.
29, okay. Says okay. Jane. Ed, what are you thinking?
Well, I had absolutely no idea who Gorka Marquez is. I can't say I'm across the names of people in Strictly, but if indeed he is a Strictly dancer, I was going to guess 29, but I'm going to go 30.
30, mm-hmm. Says Ed Beatty.
Right, well, I guess we're all just assuming he's the Strictly guy.
Well, listen, we're going to find out in a minute. And then aren't we going to look fools? When we discover he's the president of Mexico.
My only other guess was that he was one of the Chilean miners. So.
Do you know what? I'm going to say 27.
27, says BT. So, 27, 29, 30, Gorka Marquez, otherwise known as Gorka the Corker from Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes, thank well you, done.
Well done, Jane.
That was a massive guess.
I'm giving away a point. Gorka Marquez this week is 31 years old. Ed Gamble gets another point. Ed, we start with you on this one. How old this week, please, is Barry Gibb?
Barry Gibb. Ooh. The real name of Purple Ronnie, of course. I think I'm going to revisit our old friend 69.
BT, what do
Barry
you think? Come
Gibb,
on.
Barry
come
Gibb,
on.
Barry Gibb. Come on. Barry Gibb.
We can do
Barry
this.
Gibb. I'm going to go quite old. I'm going to say 78.
Ooh. Jane, we've got 69, we've got 78. What do we think about Barry Gibb? You need some points here.
Well, I used to have a massive crush on Barry Gibb.
Oh. Okay.
He is a rather dashing looking 75.
75, says Jane Sharp. So, 69 from Ed, 75 from Jane, 78 from BT in this quick fire round. Somebody has scored 3 points. And that person is Jane Sharp. He's 75 years old.
Oh, that crush, you great. See, that paid off.
We have ourselves an interesting final.
That's good.
BT, we start with you. Last chance now.
Here we go.
Get yourself a point. We would love to see it.
Yes.
How old this week is Cameron Diaz?
Oh, Cameron Diaz. Okay. She is, I'm going to say 50.
Jane.
Oh, you see.
One point behind.
Yeah. I think you might be right. I think she might be 50. I'm going to go with 49.
49, says Jane. Ed, what are we thinking about Cameron Diaz?
I'm going to go 52.
Oh, it goes 52. Interesting.
That sounds right.
Cameron Diaz is, well, listen, I'm going to tell you who our champion is. Our champion this week, winning the cake I can't mention, of the insect I can't mention, is Jane Sharp. She's 49 years old.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
Jane got 6 points from the last two birthdays.
Wow.
Barry Gibb at 75 and Cameron Diaz at 49. BT, you got yourself
my
a point.
Goodness.
BT got a point.
Oh
Ed
my God.
Threw away a 4-point lead
away.
Over two. That is unlucky. Our
wow,
final scores, BT
that.
Emmonson, you have one.
Yes.
Ed Gamble, you got 5. Our champion, Jane Sharp, 7 points.
7 points, say it again.
Thank you so much. BT, thank you.
Thank you.
Ed, thank you. Thank you to Henry at home as well. Happy birthday to
cheers,
you. Happy
Henry.
Birthday to all our celebrities this week. Happy birthday if it's your birthday as well at home. And congratulations to our winner,
thank
Jane Sharp.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You have been listening to The Birthday Cake Game, produced by Tamara Gilder. A remarkable production.